AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. The Justice Department's Inspector General, Michael Horowitz, has begun an investigation of the Trump administration Justice Department's apparent secret 2018 subpoena of the phone records of at least two Democrats on the House Intelligence Committee. The AP's Mary Claire Jelinek reports it's not altogether clear why California Democrats Adam Schiff and Eric Swalwell were targeted.
We do know that Trump watched a lot of television. There was a lot of television coverage of these Russia investigations, and that Adam Schiff and Eric Swalwell were frequently on cable news channels talking about those investigations. Other than that, we really don't know if there was a specific reason that they were targeted or that they had suspicion that they had leaked.
The secretive move came as Trump was fuming about investigations in Congress and then special counsel Robert Mueller into his campaign's ties to Russia. The Justice Department's Civil Rights Division is being doubled as Attorney General Merrick Garland announces an intense review of all voting laws, including new, more strict laws passed by GOP-controlled legislatures.
So far this year, at least 14 states have passed new laws that make it harder to vote.
The Biden administration eliminates the vestiges of former President Trump's border wall plan.
The Biden administration plans to cut off much of the funding former President Donald Trump was using for his border wall project, while also taking away the fast-track status that allowed the wall project to bypass environmental regulations. The Biden plan calls for returning more than $2 billion diverted by the Trump administration back to the Pentagon. Also, the Biden administration will not request new money for wall construction in the Department of Homeland Security's 2022 budget. Trump vowed to build a virtually impenetrable wall that would be paid for by Mexico, but his administration put up only about 450 miles of wall, including 52 miles of new construction. Mike Gracia, Washington.
This is AP News. Congress is looking to rein in the market and economic power of large tech companies.
A House subcommittee on antitrust legislation has concluded Facebook, Google, Amazon, and Apple abused their market power, charging excessive fees, crushing smaller companies, and extracting valuable data from users who can't really opt out. The proposed legislation targets the structure of the companies and could force them to sever their dominant platforms from other lines of business. It's considered a big step for Congress, and many Republicans who have spoken out against big tech dominance still oppose congressional intervention. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
By a vote of 59-1, the Oregon House expels GOP Representative Mike Nierman for letting far-right rioters into the state capitol during a session back in December. The only one voting against expulsion was Nierman. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.